Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome. Today is Tuesday. It is March 7th, 2023. My name's Jeremy, and this is my first cup. Who's here today? I want to say good morning to Stacy, Nathan, Mark, Frank, Jenny, Kelly, and all the rest of you out there, whether you're watching live later or listening. Thank you for coming by. I appreciate you joining me here this morning. How was your Monday? How did the week kick off for you? What did you do? Did you do anything fun? Did you kick stuff? Punch stuff? Maybe roll around sweaty on the floor with other people? Jiu-jitsu. I'm talking about jiu-jitsu, of course. Or judo. Yeah. I got to be careful. Apparently my brain's not working well today. Going off the rails already. Well, thank you, Frank. Frank is too kind. I appreciate it. You know what? If you need a friend to make you feel better about life in general, Frank is probably my top choice. Wearing my free training day Pacific Northwest shirts. So I've been sleeping as much as possible because all the numbers coming back from this thing are telling me that I am far too stressed. That's the conclusion that I'm coming to over the last 48 hours, that I need more rest. I need more time off. I need to relax. And good morning, Brian. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get there, but this is a fairly light week, so I've got some ideas. Dennis reminds us, he says, happy 79th heavenly birthday to the late Joe Lewis. Dennis will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Joe passed in 2012. So that predates Whistlekick. I never got to meet him, never got to train with him. But a number of people that mean a lot to me, most specifically Dennis and Bill Wallace, Joe meant a lot to them. So I've heard a lot of stories and I feel like I've got an idea. Of course, if you listen to Martial Arts Radio, we've heard from a number of people who knew Joe Lewis. Of course, we've heard from Dennis, we've heard from Bill, but we've also heard from John Graydon or Chris Sutton. And if I remember correctly, Chris was the last person Joe promoted to black belt. And then a whole bunch of other people who knew and interacted with him. And I think we've had other Joe Lewis black belts on. There's a fairly decent amount of crossover in the Superfoot world of folks who also trained under Joe Lewis. And I wish I'd met him. Ooh, Dennis has the time. August 31st, 2012, 10:45 a.m. Gives you an idea of how much the man meant to Dennis. Well, beyond training or kicking or where else my mind ran away about yesterday, I would love to know what you did yesterday. I want to know how your Monday went, how the start of your work week was. And I want to know what's going on today. I have one call today with someone, and it's work related. Someone's asking me to teach a self-defense seminar. We will see if that happens. Somebody who would be coming from away, and they said, I've got this opportunity to do this, but you live far away. This spot is far away. Maybe you could do it. So we're going to talk about what that might look like. Jenny says she's busy with a new book. It should release this week. Oh, super cool. Those of you who are in the right tier on Patreon will get the digital version of that book for free. So what did I do yesterday? I had a number of meetings, worked through a bunch of things. Craig and I talked about the next session for the martial arts teacher training level 1. And just a reminder, level 2 is coming this fall at the latest. May 20th in Exeter, New Hampshire. Signups are already available at whistlekick.com. So you should, for those of you out there who have not taken that training yet, you should probably do so. If you have students, you should send them. I'm really proud of this program. It's something that, that Craig and I did an awesome job with. And I'm going to turn this a little bit because it, there we go. What else is going on today? I just have a bunch of stuff I'm trying to do. I sent three boxes out yesterday of sparring gear. So I'm going to go up and try to do inventory and maybe put another order in because there's already stuff we're out of. It did not take long. I think the factory might have miscounted on a few things, but actually that's not true because what they sent me is what they built me for. What I ordered may not have been exactly what they sent me. I'm not 100% sure. So we'll see. About Matic, Mark says, go, go, go. Mark sent a number of his students. Yep. What else today? I have a call with my coach tonight. That's it. So I'm probably going to take a nap or three. Try to find ways to rest up here. Try to get these numbers back where they need to be. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. Watched the most recent episode of The Last of Us yesterday. It was a really good episode. And one more, just one more this coming Sunday, the finale. And I'm probably going to have to stay up to watch it because the rest of the world really stinks about not laying out spoilers online. And for this finale, I can only imagine it's going to be worse. But great. Stacy says, more gear, more gear, more gear. Yeah, there's a lot of gear up there. What else? I don't know. My brain's not fully connected yet this morning, so I feel like I'm a little sluggish. This is where you're all supposed to help me out and tell me what's going on with you. So I can read and respond. Instead of going like the early days, remember? I don't know. Frank says, speaking of stress, I started taking ashwagandha, and I'm curious how that's going. Ideally, take it with a little bit of black pepper, unless you're taking it in some prepared formulation that has bioperine, which is an active compound in black pepper. Ashwagandha is probably the easiest, cheapest thing that any of us can take that works on a whole bunch of different levels. You can get a huge bag of organic ashwagandha already powdered up for like $20. It's cheap and so effective. Dennis says, I can save you time with The Last of Us. The butler did it. It's not Clue. Yeah. All right. I'm running out. I'm out of stuff. So, Frank says, look on the bright side. At least you're not wearing a bathrobe picking at your eye crust. It's true. I've come a long way. And now it makes me want to check, like, is there crust in my eyes? I've gotten better. It was a raw show. You guys may not know this. Frank used to kind of get on me about stuff. Like, let's make this a little more professional. And I appreciate that. And of course, Frank also makes sure that we always have things to talk about. He did send some stuff over. Thank you for all the work that you do, Frank. I appreciate you. Thank you to Josh for our theme song. Thank you to Denise for the audio.
Oh, pardon me.
All right, here we go. We got three quotes today from Golda Meir. You'll never find a better sparring partner than adversity. How do people learn? Well, not that. Well, we can go to that view for a moment. How do people learn? By making mistakes, by overcoming challenges. We don't learn when it's easy and it's handed to us, which is why it's so frustrating watching so much of the world today just trying to remove all obstacles. We want people to be safe enough to overcome challenges. We don't want to remove the challenges. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. You all get that. You all train. You understand. But we're trying to create this world that is unnatural. Trying to take out the adversity. It's not possible. And there are consequences when you do. And anyone who's been working with children for, let's say, 15 plus years, whether that's in a martial arts context or something else, you've seen a change. Kids today are not as resilient. They are not as tolerant of adversity. Why? Because it's kind of like a muscle and they haven't worked it. Now, of course, there are exceptions, and I'm not even saying that this is everybody, but it's a large chunk, and it's a large enough chunk to be problematic. Are there things in the world that should be changed? Yes. Are there elements, adversarial elements to the world that we should overcome? Yes. But the blanket removal of adversity is, first off, it's impossible. And it's foolish because it's unnatural. How does a baby learn to walk? By falling down a lot. You show me any skill, and I will show you an example of learning how by learning how not. Everything. Everything we do in martial arts. Nope, not like that, like this. Nope, not like that, like this. Nope, not like that. Oh, okay, like this. Yes. Great. We've all had those moments like, that makes, okay, yeah. I get it now. How many times did you have to screw it up before you had the context for what it was? Kelly says she's absolutely seen a change. Even martial arts schools followed. My instructor used to call them lollipop schools. But here's the interesting thing. If people feel safe enough to face adversity, they instinctively get it. There's something really primal about facing and overcoming challenges. But people want to feel safe to do it. What are video games? It's overcoming challenge, but people feel safe enough to do it. As long as we create an environment where people feel more or less safe, they can do incredible things. This is the premise behind what I teach when I teach seminars. Let's break things down in a way that people feel safe enough to experiment and make mistakes, because that's when they're going to learn rapidly. And anybody who's been to one of my seminars has experienced what happens in 90 minutes or 2 hours. It's pretty incredible. The only thing that I'm really doing, slowing it down just enough that people feel safe. Safe enough to screw up and learn from those errors. Tea's a little less sweet than normal this morning, but it still works. Number two. Not being beautiful was the true blessing. Not being beautiful forced me to develop my inner resources. The pretty girl has a handicap to overcome. And of course, we don't necessarily have to be speaking only about women. But I look back, you know, I think of in my grade coming up, I remember there were these four girls that were very good friends and they were very attractive. And of course, there I am, excluded from all of the popular stuff because I was the biggest nerd in school. And I look at their trajectory now, And I'm not going to make any specific comments about them because I don't want to say anything mean. But I will generally say that for most of the attractive people I went to school with, their best days are behind them. At the same time, the rest of us were developing personality and overcoming adversity and learning how to face the world. They had a lot of things handed to them. They were treated differently. And now, in the real world, nobody's really treating them that differently anymore. And as they've aged and their greatest asset has faded because they didn't work to remain attractive, they're kind of SOL. Good morning, Francis. And it's a shame. But there you go. Francis says, this quote about not being beautiful is also how I feel about being physically weak. In all my training, I have always been the weakest. And I always thought that's a blessing. You can't hide. Mm. There's something that I've heard said, most specifically about grappling, that the bigger, stronger people who start jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu specifically, end up having a hard time longer because, especially if they're working with less experienced students, their strength can compensate. Like, strength can only take you so far. And if you look at the very best grapplers, they can go slow and smooth and use very little energy. And if you've been on the receiving end of it, it's beautiful. And I keep coming back to this one example. I was at an event where, if any of you know the name Carlos Newton, I barely knew who he was, other than I vaguely recognized the name when I attended. He was headlining an event. Former UFC champion. And once he realized I was the one that had almost no experience, I just wanted the chance to kind of learn from him and see what he was teaching and how, because that was really back when I was like, I need to be around as many teachers as possible. I want to figure this stuff out. And we worked together. Well, he closed his eyes. Now, I didn't close my eyes because I barely had any skill to pull from, but he had infinitely more, and it was poetry. He knew exactly where my hands were and my legs were. He knew where every part of my body was with his eyes closed, and he needed no effort. Also, his ego was sufficient that he didn't need to smash me into the ground, which was appreciated because he also had 50 pounds on me. But it was really nice, you know, just to work through and to flow, you know, again, very similar to the concept that I take into what I teach. Well, Dennis knows the name. Carlos Newton is awesome. He was a super nice guy. Kelly says, it goes back to teaching kids. Can't just give them things. They need to learn to earn things by working hard. And if they don't work hard, they shouldn't receive the quote, award. Jenny says, I'm giving this statement a round of applause right now. We can't keep doing this. I mean, we will, but we can't. And we will stop when it falls apart. Because it's the only logical conclusion. We reach a point where people can't function. And there's some other things that, you know, if we weren't live in public, I might throw in if I was talking to some of you as friends. But if you look at the trajectory here, there is an end point. And my hope is that we can, as martial arts schools, provide a counter message. Because I'm not the only one that observes this. You all are not the only ones that observe this. Enjoy, Francis. Take care. Nice to see you. there's a lot of good we can do by modeling good behavior. This is where I think it's so important that instructors and school owners make it clear that they are continuing to work on things. If you are only ever seen as the expert and infallible, it can be very difficult for your students to accept making mistakes. In a school where the culture welcomes the risk that leads to mistakes, there's a better school, better students. We learn by making mistakes. We have to feel safe enough to take those risks. Mark says, hard times make hard men, soft times make soft men. There are two other parts in there. It's the traditional parts, transitional parts. Hard times create hard people. Hard people create easy times. Easy times create easy people, soft people. Soft times. My brain's not letting me get there, but you've seen it. What is that quote? If somebody has it, somebody can grab that and post it in the chat. I'd like to read it appropriately instead of trying to go from memory and screwing it up. Kelly says, fortunately, my parents agree. Sometimes I take students off promotional testing lists and parents agree with my decision, which is good. I would suspect that students that stick around for a little while, you know, they get past that 6-month mark, the parents probably see the value in facing adversity. It's a muscle. Like everything else, it's a muscle. And I don't mean, obviously, you know, it's not a bicep, but it's a skill. It can be conditioned. It can wax and wane. You can get better at it. I would say I'm pretty good at handling adversity. Not as good as I was in my past, because there were points in my life where it felt like it was all adversity. Life's pretty good right now. I'm going to keep that going. It's not snowing. 2 days in a row, it's not snowing in the morning. I don't know if you all saw, I posted on Instagram, the snow coming off the roof on the warehouse created this massive curl that's now touching the ground and it's fully supported. And of course it got cold overnight. So it's frozen in there solid. And we'll see how long it lasts. Kind of neat. And our last quote for today from Goldemeyer. It isn't enough to believe in something. You have to have the stamina to meet obstacles and overcome them, to struggle. Let me say it again. It isn't enough to believe in something. You have to have the stamina to meet obstacles and overcome them, to struggle. Thank you, Frank. I'll read that in a moment. You got to walk the walk. You can't just talk the talk. This is why when people ask me, they say, you know, you've done martial arts a long time. Are you a good self-defense teacher? I'm like, no, because the only fight I've ever been in was in fourth grade. And it was over very quickly, but it was fourth grade and I wouldn't even really call it a fight. But what I am quite good at, because I've practiced it many, many times, is not getting into fights. You want someone to teach you how to not get into fights? I'm your person. You want someone to teach you how to win a fight? There are better choices out there. I'm probably better at teaching that than the average person, maybe even the average martial arts instructor. But most people have had more fight experience than I have. That's okay. It's okay to admit that. I'm not a fighter. Never wanted to be a fighter. Frank posted it for us here. Thank you. Carl, if you watch this would be good on a shirt. Hard times make hard men. Hard men make easy times. Easy times make soft men. Soft men make hard times. Where are we in that? Which part? I think we're transitioning from the third to the fourth statement, from easy times make soft men into soft men make hard times. We haven't seen hard times yet. I think we're going to. There are a number of expert analyses and books and such predicting this. So what do? We build our muscles, the literal ones and the figurative ones. The wise will prepare for the hard times. There's opportunity in that. Kelly says the best form of self-defense is to not be there. You can't get in a fight if you're not there. Yep. Totally agree. Thank you for coming by. Thanks for joining me for my cup of tea. Maybe you're drinking coffee. Maybe you're drinking water. That's why it's called first cup. It's not first cup of coffee. It's first cup because it might not be coffee. Or you might not, I don't know. Maybe you live on the other side of the world and you're having a beer after work while we talk. I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. Stacy says, love you all. Have a great day. Yes, exactly. If you want to support, remember, we've got this great Patreon, patreon.com/whistlekick. And I hope you'll consider joining if you haven't already. We've still got plenty of gear and we've got apparel. There's the new sunflower shirts, which as soon as they arrive, I'll wear them on the show and you'll be able to see them. Hats and all kinds of stuff. And you can use the code FIRSTCUP15 to save 15% on any of that stuff, not the events. So like the teacher training, or if you're coming to the Martial Arts Symposium in New Hampshire, we still have slots left for that, but lodging is going to sell out. So I hope people will not wait too much longer. That's in April. It's the weekend before All In Weekend. And of course, you can check out the family page, whistlekick.com/family. I updated it yesterday. Did you find the updates? Sometimes I hide them because I want you to hunt. I hope that's fun. Yeah. Dennis is pulling a quote from everybody's favorite instructor that we didn't have. No, be there, Mr. Miyagi. I'm not going to be here in a moment. I'm going to end the show and you're going to go off to your day. I'm going to go off to my day and I'm going to see you back here tomorrow. If you didn't check out yesterday's episode of Martial Arts Radio with Sifu Rick Cropper, you are missing out. It's like putting batteries in your ears. That man is energetic. I hope to be that energetic when I'm his age. I suspect I will. All right. You take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Be well, everybody. Peace.